Sorghum was first domesticated in central eastern Sudan more than 5,000 years ago. It is the world's fifth most important cereal crop, growing in dry regions of every continent, and is a staple food source for more than 500 million people in more than 30 countries, including tropical areas of Central America. It is also a critical source of animal feed. Sorghum first arrived in the Americas on slave ships, often stocked as provisions to feed captive Africans during the Atlantic crossing. Sorghum was grown by enslaved Africans around their living quarters, which has been documented throughout North, Central, and South America. Sorghum flour was used to bake cakes and breads. Coarsely ground sorghum was boiled into porridge, a technique enslaved people also used to cook ground corn, which evolved into what we know as grits today. A sweet variety of sorghum was introduced by way of Europe to the United States in 1853 and was commercially cultivated to make sugar and syrup. By the beginning of the Civil War, sorghum was grown in much of the South to produce syrup, often eaten with pork and sweet potatoes. Although sorghum was once grown at a much larger scale in the United States, it is still commercially grown today. Sorghum is one of several African crops that shows great potential to combat food insecurity brought about by climate change. Plant breeders from Cornell University have partnered with researchers and farmers in Kenya, Tanzania, India, and Uganda to form the Center for Innovation for Finger Millet and Sorghum. Their aim is to identify traits in sorghum plants to breed new varieties with improved nutritional quality and better resistance to environmental stresses. The center's mission is to provide tools for local small farmers, especially women, youth, and poor communities, to grow these plants and improve their livelihoods.